Doctors of Diversity, Rejectors of Racism. This is Radio in Black and White with Scott Welch and Rick Wilson.
Well, it's great. We got John Mikulich in the room.
And
he's going to school us and talk to us about what's happening. Of course, John Mikulich is the founder of Latino Branding Power. It's a company dedicated to facilitating marketing campaigns focused on Hispanic communities. And I've run into him in a number of different areas around the community and just appreciate his approach. His website is very, very cool, easy to navigate. And I think the timing, Jonathan, is really, really good, man. So talk to us about this whole thing. I mean, you give us your take on it, and then we want to get into specifically talk to us about the Latino community as a business case also.
Well, I get into it. I mean, actually, my experience has been as a graphic designer and as a marketer, and I've had about probably close to 20 years experience doing that.
Yeah.
Wow.
In 2005, I took a sabbatical to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
My family heritage on my mother's side, actually, I have my father's side is from, we just kind of spoke about this earlier. Named Mikulich is actually more from Eastern Europe and Croatia. But my mother's side of the family, which the surname is Barrera, is actually from Mexico.
Wow. Mm.
And, I had like two cousins that did that in college.
Yeah.
They went and actually studied Spanish, and they went to Mexico and went to Spain.
Yes.
And in the back of my mind, I always wanted to do that. And so in 2005, I finally got up enough of whatever – whatever it takes to to say, like, I'm gonna do this.
How long was your kind of sabbatical? How long did you go there?
I was there for about 6 months in Mexico, and then I went to Puerto Rico with my wife,
because
she's from there, and I was there for about 2 months.
Wow,
so
nice.
That was like it was very life changing experience, both of those going to both those nations, and so anyway, that basically became the catalyst for wanting to basically merge. My experience in marketing communications with what I had gained, the knowledge and acculturation that I gained from traveling through Latin America.
Yeah.
And so merging these two, gave me the idea to start Latino Branding Power.
That's great,
man.
And
start off as a blog. And not too many people realize this, but Latinos and Hispanics, they are very much involved with social media, blogging, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and over-index basically all other populations.
Yes,
in this. Basically, that means there are more like of the Latinos out there. There are more of them doing social media than any other population.
Isn't that something?
And so,
also to your point, Jonathan, you brought us this wonderful this thumbnail kind of graphic of the population. And just so as we say, as you say on this document, it says Latinos in the U.S. are 50.5 million people, 16.3% of the population, one in every six individuals and one in every four children, 56% of the population growth from 2000 to 2010, $1 trillion in buying power. Mm. And then, of course, the breakdown, which I really appreciate this, because trying to treat the Latino community as this mass market would really not be good.
Right.
65.5% Mexican, 9.1% Puerto Rican, 3.6% Salvadoran, 3.5% Cuban, 2.8% Dominican, 2.2% Guatemalan, 1.9% Colombian. And then there's even a broader mix even inside that family.
Yeah, there are many ways that Latino communities are differentiated.
Yeah.
And as you just mentioned, nationality is one of those. In fact, in Michigan, about 75% of Latinos are Mexican.
Mm.
And but on top of that, you also have levels of acculturation.
Right.
For example, first generation, which may be people who are recent immigrants versus people who have been here second or third generation, who may or may not be bilingual or may be English dominant. Sometimes organizations and companies, they will create a successful campaign for their general market. And then they think, well, let's just translate this into Spanish and boom, there you go.
That's
we're now
point
doing
right
Hispanic
there.
Marketing. Well, no, meaning maybe you're not really, possibly. Depends on what kind of target market you're looking after. If you're going after a younger market, well, maybe that maybe need to think about something bilingual or something in English dominant, yet be culturally relevant for those types of Latino Hispanic demographics.
Let me put myself in a situation where I'm the typical CEO, CFO. I want to get into this marketplace. And I'm like that guy that you just talked about. All I think I need to do is translate what I've got into
Google
Spanish,
Translate.
And I just, my wife got that in her iPhone.
She's makes been, everything new.
Been playing.
Well, it's come a long way. Online
playing with it all weekend,
yeah.
You know. But still, but the, yeah. The challenge there is, how do you deal with that guy? I mean, he's, you know, he's 55 years old plus. He's never had to really change or be culturally sensitive in his life. How do you begin that process with him?
Well, I think, you know, now we're crossing a threshold where, you know, those who haven't had to be aware are in the position now where they have to be.
Yeah.
But I think just, you know, basically education.
Yeah.
And as I brought in this infographic and just gave it to you guys.
Yeah,
and
I love it, man.
It basically spells out, you know, all the statistics from the last census.
Yeah.
But I think, like, if I was talking to, like, a CEO of a company, and I would say, instead of saying, like, okay, how can we, you know, make what we're doing more culturally relevant for Latino demographics, I would say, like, well, let's look at your current product line or current services that you have to offer, and how can we align these? How can we realign what you're offering to better fit whatever particular kind of Latino demographic?
Hmm.
As an example, if somebody's in the food industry, well, that might indicate that the kind of people that they're looking to target may be families or people who are more recent arrivals, versus if somebody is in the furniture industry, well, that would look at perhaps people who are more acculturated and people who are more in the quote-unquote, you know, professional Latino demographic, and that would be a whole different way of advertising to those individuals. You know, perhaps that needs to be more in professional magazines versus retail. Maybe more, it may resemble more down and dirty, sponsoring festivals, local festivals or churches and things like that.
Yep.
So I'd say, like, well, let's look at, you know, what kind of product services offerings they are, and how do we realign that to see what they have to offer, and maybe there's a way to align that with a particular Latino demographic.
Yeah, that's good. Well, so, and then what do you think? Well, let's talk about this. What are some companies, Jonathan, either local or national, that you think do a good job?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the ones that you see that you're like, you know what? There's somebody to kind of look at. They seem to have a cultural awareness, a competency, and they're doing a pretty good job. You know, we know that nobody's a rod, but what are some ones that you look at and you say, those are some ones we should keep an eye on that are good?
Yeah, I think locally I see a lot of good cultural competence in their marketing with nonprofits.
Okay, wow.
I think a lot of nonprofits, they kind of get it.
Yeah, sure.
Just as an example, the Link Foundation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think they're doing very well.
Sure.
I know the new location for the Salvation Army Croc Center.
Yeah.
I noticed that a lot of their stuff is, I wouldn't say just bilingual, but it's multicultural.
Yes.
And it's just, and it's not just like how the colors that they use or how the Spanish is translated. It's just like how they decide. They basically made a conscious decision. Well, this is our brand, and this is how we're going to present it to the community.
Right.
Yes.
And so I think they're, in particular, doing a good job.
Yeah, it's good.
You know, kudos, I think, goes to Spectrum Health. I think they've been doing some good things. But I think we have retailers here locally that I think they have the potential to be really connecting with the Latino demographics really well.
National ones?
A lot of the food service industry, like Kraft, they're doing
foods.
A really good job.
Interesting.
And, like, what the thing that Kraft does that's really well is they're not just taking one particular advertising element and capitalizing it. No, they're kind of hitting all four cylinders. They're doing social media and they're doing traditional advertising such as, you know,
that's
television
good.
And radio.
Yeah.
And they are basically also engaging these Latina bloggers, these Latina ladies who talk about how to raise families, and they've engaged them.
That's cool.
And they're using them as kind of like their brand advocates.
Yeah, sure.
And so I think companies like that are doing a really good job.
Cool.
So many times people, you know, the reluctance to move into this market is the language barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been in rooms where I'm the only guy that doesn't speak Spanish, and that is a very disquieting, discomforting experience. But how do you deal with that, again, as you guide companies through this process, that they think, wow, I don't speak Spanish, how can I do this?
Well, language is important. But language will get you in the door, but it won't get you to connect everybody. I think that's where cultural competence comes in.
That's good.
So, I mean, certainly language will help to communicate, but I think inevitably cultural relevance will trump language.
Yeah.
Yep.
Again, you know, not to say that a language isn't important, but just having that cultural awareness. You know, I mean, I've seen individuals, who are with Hispanic heritage.
Yeah.
Right.
Who speak very fluently, not being able to connect.
But not connecting.
Not being able to connect because maybe they're, because of their socioeconomic status, they just simply don't relate to certain people.
Got it.
On the other hand, I've seen other people who are more Spanish challenged, I guess.
Sure.
Who are able to connect really well with folks, whatever their industry is,
yeah.
just because maybe they have that cultural connection
yeah.
or because maybe they come from that same socioeconomic background.
Mm-hmm.
So
one of my sales managers always used to say, get into their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Understand how they think. You know, don't just take them as, I mean, and the lazy guys that I used to work with were, you know, the people who were totally dependent on demographics. I mean, that's all they thought about. And, you know, like women 25 to 54, you know, and what I would try to do, and I'm sure that you try to do this too, if that customer walks through the door, what do they look like? How many children do they have? Are they, you know, what clubs are they a part of? Do they, how do they interact socially in a normal week? Yeah. All those things are so important rather than just a demographic.
Well, I mean, I think many marketers have relied on the demographics for a long time, but I think we seem to be entering into a phase now. Actually, I don't know if I call it a phase, but a way of doing things.
Yeah, sure.
Where we look at more of like an ethnographic way of studying communities and studying populations, because ultimately that will deliver the most value.
Yeah,
for sure. I think that's what we're looking at when we're talking about successful marketing.
Boy, that's so
good.
True.
That's good.
Jonathan, this has been great to hang out with you and talk. Now, how do people connect with you? What's the next step for them to?
Go on the web. Go to latinobrandingpower.com.
Awesome.
And there are ways of connecting. It's mainly functions as a blog, so by all means, feel free to comment on any of the
that's
anything
cool.
you see there.
Yeah.
Jonathan@latinobrandingpower.com is my email.
Awesome.
And you can also find me on Facebook and Twitter. Multiple ways to connect. Love to hear from you.
That's great. Thank you, Jonathan.
Yeah, and we need you around, let me tell you.
Yeah, we really do,
for
man.
For sure.
It's good.